This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Callahan and Associates' very own Katie Slater. Katie, how are you?
I'm well.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you glad to be back in person?
I am, yes.
I know we were here last year, but yeah. This feels even a little more magnified.
Well,
right?
They set a record attendance, and I had a feeling that 2023 would be a record because people were still a little bit nervous about getting out this time last year,
yep.
But this year, that nervousness seems to have gone away a little bit.
I think the pandemic is done in May.
It's ended in May?
I didn't know.
May.
And the declaration of
that,
yeah. That's
wow, well, congratulations on that, I think.
Right, it's in D.C., and we're in D.C.
Oh, just
so,
in D.C.
Right. No, I'm saying it's the proclamation is coming from D.C., and we're headquartered in D.C., so we'll take credit for it.
It's official. COVID, you're out.
Yeah, we're
done. Oh, gosh.
We're done with it. We're
yeah,
moving on.
But unfortunately, there's still some folks out there, yeah. So actually, my in-laws just had it, so
they're
okay.
They're vaccinated because
they're
it's
okay.
Yeah.
They're okay. They got through it. But yeah, it was a rough ride, but we're good. We're all good. I digress
a
little bit.
It's all about people, right?
Yes.
This business we're in is about people, so I'm
exactly.
Glad to hear your people are okay.
And my people are doing just great.
Right.
Thank you very much for asking.
Yeah,
appreciate that. Great. All right. Hey, let's talk about your people at Callahan.
Yeah.
How are things there these days? You guys
Wonderful.
Are busy, busy, busy.
We are. Making a lot of investments, a lot of new things happening. But before I get into that, can
Please.
I just start with kind of level setting on who we are?
Okay.
I don't want to be presumptuous.
Who is Callahan and Associates?
Right.
Inquiring
because,
minds want to know.
Because I think we have a pretty good brand in the industry.
I think you do. Yes,
but
it's stellar.
For those that might not know us as well, you know, we're really all about helping credit unions make informed strategic decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that they're going to be relevant for
mm-hmm.
the long term.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we help them do that? We offer performance data
mm-hmm.
so that they can compare how they're doing. We offer insights through our many channels of connections that we have. And we allow people to connect more
okay.
right, through our networks.
Yep.
And so data, insights, better decisions is really kind of what we're all about.
Okay, yeah.
And so... Now that you know who we are, I feel like that was just really. I feel like we should kind of even start over there.
No, you're good. But there is not a day in my work week that I do not go on Callahan's or creditunions.com.
Okay.
I go on there all the time because
so
it's such a great resource.
We just made.
Okay, let's
right?
hear it.
So we just relaunched creditunions.com.
Okay.
So did you notice the fresh interface?
I have not been on there because I've been traveling this week. So
okay.
probably Monday. I might have been there.
Creditunions.com just got a facelift.
Okay.
And the other thing we've done is invested in a digital transformation with our peer suite. So peer,
mm-hmm.
which everybody knows us as our performance benchmarking.
Yep, yep.
New data sets, expanded data sets, and a clean new interface. So a big investment in our digital
nice.
Transformation
nice.
With that. So that's cool. And another thing that's really cool is our in-person roundtables. So one of the things that we do is bring together lines of business owners,
mm-hmm.
so like-minded professionals, so HR, lending,
yeah.
finance, and get them in a room to talk about what's top of mind with them.
Really?
We've been doing it virtually.
Okay, I was about to say, physically, virtually?
We're back in person.
Oh.
If they can do GAC,
why not?
We can do roundtables.
So yeah. So they come to the Callahan offices? And
sometimes.
Or
so
where do you guys go?
Last,
how do you do that?
We did last year. We did come to Callahan offices. Now we go out all over the country. I was just in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is where you
nice.
Want to go in February.
Right now? Yes.
Right?
Because the rest of the country is in shambles, according
yeah,
to the weather
I think it
report.
Was in California.
Yes, it was shambles there too.
Yeah. So we were just in St. Petersburg hosting 15 credit union HR executives.
Wow.
Get them in a room
yeah.
for a day and a half.
Yeah.
And what's top of mind and how do we create networks and connections that help
mm-hmm.
them make better informed decisions?
Yeah, very
so,
nice.
I mean, that's the power. That's the secret
that's
sauce
cool.
of credit unions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the collaboration.
Right, right.
So we
get those people in a room, have them brainstorm what's working, what's not working,
yep.
and then, yeah, something beautiful comes out of that,
That's
for
right.
sure, for sure.
It's certainly a lot of relationships.
Oh, no doubt. It's the collaboration, like you said, is the superpower. So, all right, we haven't even gotten to the laundry list yet.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've kind of started a little bit.
With?
Just the digital transformation
okay.
and the creditunions.com
okay.
redone
right.
and in-person roundtables. And, you know, one of the things that the round tables do is make relationships better, stronger.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that we've noticed, I'm sure you've maybe done some of these interviews, a lot of CEOs retiring.
Oh, my gosh. There is quite the revolving door right now with established CEOs going on to the next chapter of their life, and then there's new blood coming in.
That's right.
It is quite a turnover right now.
There's a new generation of leaders, and we are bringing them together. So we're having curated small cohorts of new CEOs that we get together. It's called a CEO Leadership Circle because we know it's lonely at the top, right? It's hard. You're going to eventually have to face a question that you don't have anybody internally that you can talk with about or make a decision that's really tough. And and to have a trusted network that you can turn to is so important for success.
Agreed.
So that's one of the things we're really excited about supporting the industry with, because there are so many new CEOs in these roles. And so that's kind of a one-on-one approach to it. And then we also have a collaboration with Harvard Business School Online, which helps with leadership development from a team perspective. So we have two programs with them that disruptive strategy is all around having an organizational mindset for how to deal with this ever-changing world
That is definitely needed.
Right? Can't keep up speed of change.
Literally cannot keep up. Literally.
And then the other one is on sustainable business strategy. So really leading with purpose. Because we feel that everything we do is filtered through the lens of mission and purpose. Mm-hmm. Because we feel really strongly that that is the differentiator. For
Oh, completely. Right. Completely.
Because if you're going to go with, traditional financial metrics, for success, scale's always going to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do we differentiate ourselves and remain relevant in the long term?
Mm-hmm.
It's with purpose.
That's the big challenge right now.
Yeah, the two collaborations we have with Harvard Business School and I really teach leaders together as a team on how to address those things within their organization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think we all need as many resources as we possibly can, and this one is just one more in the quiver of arrows that you guys have at Callahan & Associates. Yeah. So
it's a world-class learning with the credit union wrapper around it.
Right, exactly. And I wanted to step back to the CEO Leadership Circle.
Yep.
Just real briefly, what types of topics do you talk about with that, if you can divulge?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to reveal anything top secret or anything like that, but What are the conversations like?
So the conversations are what's top of mind for the CEOs, right? It's really agenda driven by the attendees.
Mm-hmm.
Issue processing, what issues are you having?
Mm-hmm.
It's rooted in excellence in leadership. So we have best practices. There's some structure around it.
Mm-hmm.
But what we find, similar to our roundtables, it's about creating the space and the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So that somebody has somebody to pick up the phone and call when they have a challenge.
Yeah.
And so it's, people will say we're in the people business, but we're really in the relationship business. So it's helping these new leaders find those trusted confidants and having them create the dialogue that needs to be created. So it's different every time.
Yeah,
right? Every time you get together, a lot of talent management questions, a lot of, how we work, the ways we work, it's all changing now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
But there's different inputs. So how do we create the space to have those conversations in these, as I say, small curated groups?
I love that because I think a lot of new CEOs out there are looking for answers like that and looking for something. Gosh, what's the correct terminology? I don't want to say something to fall back on or some sort of comfort type thing, but
support,
they're looking for
support.
Awesome. They're looking for some sort of support
really
mechanism.
Like, how do we form that support scaffolding around you so you're not going to need it every day, but when you do, you have it. And it's lonely at the top.
Right.
I mean, I think you think of something as being, okay, I'm at the corner office, I've made it, but then you get there and you're faced with your first crisis or something.
And you're like,
today, there's so many challenges and
no doubt. I just wanted to point that out. What a great resource, and very timely as we're going through this quite a large revolving door right now.
Yeah.
So
Prize Out.
Had them on the show, so I'm really happy.
You?
And I haven't posted it yet. I apologize, folks, at Prize Out, but we're going to get it posted here ASAP. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about it, Will, because you guys are involved with them as well. So it's really cool.
So these are another one of the investments, like new what's happening. We always try to stay on top of what's happening in the industry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And rewards is big from a consumer
perspective.
It's expensive for the credit unions to administer.
Mm-hmm.
And this takes it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you a little story. Okay.
Sure.
So think about having a $20 rewards card, and you put it on, you embed Prize Out into your online banking,
mm-hmm.
and you have local vendors. So it's a way to kind of incorporate the whole ecosystem into your rewards program.
Right.
So credit union is you know, local. They could have local restaurants or local vendors in it, and so I get a $20.
Yeah,
and I get a $20 gift card, and maybe this restaurant's going to give me $25 for it, and this restaurant might give me $27
mm-hmm,
for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get, as a consumer, as a member, I get a little more value for my dollar, and I get to experience a new restaurant in my community. I get to support.
Yeah.
So it's supporting the whole ecosystem,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it's stinking fun.
Yeah.
Because when we got involved with it, the Callahan gave all the employees a $200
Prize really?
Gift card.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
And what it allowed me to do is it allowed everybody to experience the platform.
Sure, sure.
But also experience the excitement of going out and seeing, because the deals change often.
Oh,
it's on a fintech platform. It's
okay.
super slick.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, plug and play, but you go in and see. And so you're like, oh, if I can get $25 here and I can make it be 50.
Mm-hmm.
It's like literally you can,
oh my
I'll
gosh.
Come back tomorrow and,
yeah.
and maybe I'll look at someplace else
yeah.
and it'll be a little, so I can start playing. So it's almost like gaming.
Kind of gamifying it a little
yeah.
bit. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like
yeah.
it.
And you
I
get
like
to experience
it.
New merchants that you may
well, and it's all in the credit union ecosystem as well, right?
That's
so
right.
you're not leaving that,
that's
that,
right.
that
And your
that
credit
area.
Union's giving you that value, which
yeah.
in today's with inflation and money's tight and,
mm-hmm.
you know, to help our members. And
they're looking for any way to add that value for
like
sure.
That. Yeah.
The other thing was green lending. Tell
yeah.
me a little bit about how you guys are working with green lending.
So
here.
We
What's going
work
on
with a consortium of credit unions, and we know that sustainability, a big piece of sustainability, leading with purpose, right? There's multiple avenues to it.
Yeah.
And we had, and I mentioned earlier about being in the relationship business, right? So we had a credit union come to us and say, hey, you know, the government has some investments they're making in green lending and they need a delivery channel,
mm-hmm.
and credit unions could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the exciting thing about being at Callahan is we listen to these ideas and we say, hey, how can we help?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How
mm-hmm.
can we help?
Mm-hmm.
So green lending initiative is just getting off the ground where it's, you know, how can we help be a distribution channel for the money that the government is putting in for reducing carbon footprints in areas
okay.
of
low
income.
I see now.
Okay,
yeah.
So they want to go in and the old boiler that's in the, you know, apartment complex in New York City, if we change that out and we can save that apartment, but you know, and it's better
oh,
for
yeah.
the environment,
yeah.
it's better for the people
yeah.
in the building, how do we
yeah.
help that? And so how can credit unions help get access to that capital to that
mm-hmm.
landlord?
Great
to
idea.
That homeowner for solar panels or for electric vehicles
mm-hmm.
or whatever it might be. And it's kind of a niche lending, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they need some
mm-hmm.
help. So this is where when you get together in with a CUSO, with a consortium of credit unions wanting to work together,
mm-hmm.
you can leverage each other's.
Love it. Another thing that's so timely and so spot on, and dare I say, quite trendy as well.
Yeah.
So yes,
yeah.
but yeah, but it's a great thing, yeah, especially if you are caring for the environment, which we all should do for sure. So,
absolutely.
All right, okay. Anything else here? There's an acronym here, SGF.
Yeah, so that's our sustainable growth framework.
Okay, you want to talk about that real quick?
I do,
sure.
Because really, it all ties around it, right?
Yeah.
Everything I've talked about, the fact that we're laser focused on helping credit unions make informed strategic decisions to stay relevant in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that's all rooted in mission or purpose. So the sustainable growth framework is a way to address your business where you start with purpose. Purpose is the center of what we do. When you have a strong purpose, your employees are empowered.
Mm-hmm.
They act differently.
Oh, yeah.
They lean in a
mm-hmm.
little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
When you have empowered employees, they're going to engage your members,
mm-hmm.
right? It just
yeah.
has to happen. You
yeah.
know when something's genuine and somebody's authentically caring about you. So as you have engaged members, they bring you more business, and when they bring you more business, you have organic growth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the golden ring, right? That's
yeah.
what everybody wants
yeah.
Is,
yeah.
is organic growth. And as you have organic growth, it allows you to reinvest in your community. And when your community then says, yeah, we you know, the whole ecosystem is kind of like Prize Out, right? The whole ecosystem
yeah.
is doing better.
Yeah.
It validates that your purpose is working
mm-hmm.
and it's the right one.
Yeah.
And it starts that cycle all over again if you picture a circle. So
love
it starts
it.
With purpose, empowered employees, engaged members, organic growth,
mm-hmm.
community supporting, back to the purpose. And it's keeping that flywheel going.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a way that we work with credit unions to say what's important, how
yeah.
do you focus?
Mm-hmm.
That's the framework that
Got
we bring
it.
To them.
Got it.
And it takes me all the way back to the beginning when we said everything we're doing is laser focused on helping
exactly.
credit unions focus on their purpose.
Yeah.
It felt like it was a little bit around, a little bit like Grandma's house, right?
Yeah.
Over the hills and through
the
woods.
To Grandma's house we go. And that's all I know.
Yeah.
a nice bow. We tied it up in a nice bow there.
Thank you. Yeah.
And that on that, anything else to add, Katie? Because I think the more appropriate question is that what's not going on at Callahan? That might have been an easier answer.
Yeah, what's not going on is the same old, same old.
Okay, good.
We're deeply committed to credit unions, and we're always looking for opportunities to help them succeed. So we're always going to be, peeling back the onion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you guys do such a great job at that. So yeah, I'm a big advocate of what you guys do. You're such a great resource. So
thank you so much.
For sure. Anything else to add? Anything else on the plate?
Just if anybody hears anything that's of interest to them, Callahan.com.
You got it.
Just come and find us at GAC. If it's after GAC, pick up the phone and call us.
Yeah.
We would love to chat.
And your offices are right here in DC as well, if you want to go stop by for a quick visit as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
Our whole team is in.
All right, Katie, thank you very much. Appreciate the time as always. Katie Slater, everybody from Callahan & Associates. Go check them out. They're doing some good.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.